me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the Eiffel for dinner when you famish. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Señorita. I'll show you a buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, tigo.
So when me want you beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me girl. So when me want you beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me girl.
Come on now, let me show you walk. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo, or Trinidad, Tobago talk. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rios, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Island tings, one punch in mojito, then watch the sunset from a gazebo. Zebo.
Coast to coast, grand banner. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull on for me marijuana. She then yard, she know I'm creating a drama. No, African queen girl. Take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this bar. Let me take your pan to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So what me want? Beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy. So when me want true beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.
Year.
What's goody?
What's going on? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. It's February 26th. It's the last week of Black History Month. We here black and thriving. That's what we're doing. I go by the name of Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy! Be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. Follow Judy at judy.blu. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network. All on Instagram at BLU is how you spell blue. What up? What up? How's your weekend?
My weekend was, it was regular this weekend. But the only reason why I was regular this weekend is because I was just like partying the whole damn week. I had a time this week.
Last night?
No, not last night, this week. From last Friday, from last Saturday. Time this week.
That's what's up.
What about yours?
My weekend was pretty cool. I actually went to the NAACP Awards last night. It was my first time going. Black excellence. That room feels different. I like it. It was a dope night. I'm going to talk about it a little more in a second. But yeah, that's what I did. What else I did? I experienced New York weather in California. I was feeling like I was back home. Cold, raining. Snow flurries.
When I was out there, it was cold like that.
It get cool. Definitely.
Cold. It was not like it never get cold.
But, you know, it never rains in Southern California. That shit is real. Like, it rains like twice a year, probably. But this
versus
week,
Atlanta.
The government was showing out. Whoever is in the weather control room was pressing wrong buttons. I don't know what was going on, but we had rain days all week. Like, crazy. And it's coming back again in a few days.
I heard what the word is they was getting busy up there in that control room, and somebody was just all over the buttons, pressing the buttons. They was doing
around.
It up there.
Yeah. Tossing
yeah,
stuff
that's
around.
What I
like
heard, but I ain't trying to gossip.
Something was going on because I legit seen flurries. I was like, wait, hold on. Is that snow flurries? It lasted for like a few seconds. And then it was hail. Bruh, it was hailing. I'm like, nah, no way. I didn't sign up for this. This is not why I moved to California.
It chased you.
Like, what? Yeah, so that
it
happened.
Chased you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they was like, oh, you miss home? All right, we're gonna show you. We're gonna show you.
Though it's feeling you.
Right. Yeah, man. But yeah, so that was it. Let me tell the people what we're gonna be talking about for today. The NAACP Awards, as I mentioned, we're gonna get into it, the big winners and all that went down. Tell y'all some behind the scenes situations. Stephanie Mills is hot in the blogs this week. It's her versus the Beehive. You know, anytime somebody mentions something about Beyonce, particularly in a negative, what can be considered negative, the Beehive is going to swarm. They swarmed. But Stephanie Mills not backing down. We're going to talk about it. Nipsey Hussle's killer was sentenced. We're going to talk about 60 years to life, how we feel about it, if it's enough. Also, the brat announced she's pregnant and shocked the internet, broke the internet for a second. And yeah, that's what we got. Well, blows mine a little later. We're going to kick it off how we always do. And that's with the question of the day, the question of the week. I'm so used to saying of the day. Today's question of the week. If you could go back in time and give your parents advice before you were born, what would that advice be? You in the womb, maybe, cooking up, and you're trying to get them some advice before you come out that canal. Judy Blue, what you say? I got to think about this for a second.
I don't know them, so.
Right? I don't know though. given what you know now,
let's see. Strap up.
Not strap up. You want to be the only child? Like after me is done, close this oven up. No more.
Strap up.
Yikes. You know, people be online saying, like, I ain't asked to be here. Now I got to be out here adulting, paying bills and shit. Like,
struggling.
I ain't asked to be here.
You wanted to have sex.
Right. You should be taking care of me my whole life. Nah.
Right.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know what I would say. What would you say?
I mean, that's the answer. You gave your answer. That's the answer. I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna think about it. What advice would I give? I would say. I got something. I think.
Okay.
Make better food choices as kids. Like start us off right, and not like feeding us like junk, like maybe be vegan from birth or something. Like start with natural.
I always said eating. That.
Yeah.
I always said that. Like we used to be so excited to go to McDonald's. Like
right. Fina. But yeah, like just.
That'll be good. We're going to take you out of McDonald's. All this time they was trying to kill us.
Right. It's a conspiracy. Them golden arches.
Old time. They say that the red and logos attract more consumers. I don't know. A study showed that. So
that's
yeah.
Interesting.
But it's interesting that you said that because my aunt, she used to make her own baby food for my cousin, and his skin was like immaculate. But he still was a little crazy. He still was a little crazy. But you know, yeah, she made you know, food for him. But I also, going back to what you said, more healthy choices. Now that I recall, yeah, I remember I was sick and my mom gave me Pepsi.
What?
Like it was ginger ale or something.
Wait, I was about to say, like, it wasn't even ginger ale.
Pepsi and 7-Up and
yikes.
Right. It was like, I had to confront her one day and I was like, what were you thinking? Giving us that. Like, I literally confronted her. Like, why would you give a sick child Pepsi? And then I threw it up out of my nose and my mouth at the same time. It was the worst burn you could ever get. It was terrible.
Nah.
Terrible. Terrible. Yeah. That
brings me to a response from somebody on social media. They said they would have told their parents to wait to have them. They felt like they had them too soon. And yeah, because... You giving your kid Pepsi? That wasn't right, in the handbook.
Right. Not only that, like, I just realized my mom can't cook to save her life.
Oh man,
she's in the next room. But
bendito,
right? Like, now that I see what she was doing, like, her boyfriend, God rest his soul, he put cinnamon in the steak. Like, what are you doing?
What tradition cinnamon, is this?
Cinnamon and beer in a steak.
Gordon Ramsay would have a heart attack.
Oh, fit.
Yikes.
A fit. You heard? Yeah, so I went through it. So learn how to cook. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Learn how to cook better.
One. That's a good one.
Before you even think about popping something out, learn how to feed them.
Facts. The basics. All right, let's get into what's hot in these blogs. The 54th annual NAACP Awards happened last night. I mentioned earlier I was in the building. It was my first time attending. It was dope to be in the building. Black excellence, just seeing all the melanin in the room. It's nothing like it. Mm. Come on. Like, we and it's this award show is shining a light on us, highlighting us. You know, a lot of times when we go to these other, like, mainstream award shows, we be feeling away when our favorite artists or actor don't get chosen, knowing they deserved it, possibly over somebody else. This night is all about us, and we need more of this. And yeah, I'm gonna talk about some of the big winners of the night. And what kind of blows mine about it, I'm gonna consider saving that for what blows mine, but I might just get into it now. Viola Davis, she won for the Woman King. Fast shouts to her. A lot of people was feeling the way she wasn't even nominated for the Oscars that's coming up soon. And you know that, I don't know if you've seen the Woman King. Did you, the movie?
No.
Oh, you got to see it. You got to see it. It was dope. It kind of gives you, like, it's kind of like a spinoff of Black Panther in a sense. It kind of, like, feels that way. Not without the, like, superpowers and shit, but more just, like, these women warriors was, like, effing stuff up out here. So, it's dope. But, yeah, so she got her flowers last night. The biggest winner of the night was Angela Bassett. I think she won like three, including the biggest award of the night, which is Entertainer of the Year. This is the award they give out at the very end. And she got that.
Do you think they happy like people like Beyonce and Drake ain't in acting? Like, do you think they be happy? Because, you know, they be sweeping up everything just because.
Yeah. I don't think so. They actually, I know Beyonce won NAACP award. I think she won two, actually. It wasn't during the televised broadcast. They gave them out prior. They didn't do no music categories. And part of
no, I'm talking about in acting, because you know they're actors too as well. So
I mean, when they do stuff, well, I never seen Drake nominated, but I have seen Beyonce nominated in the act.
No, but I'm saying if he was in, he was still, you know, he started out as an actor. So yeah. What I'm saying is, if he continued to do that,
oh, nah,
you think he was sweet.
No, definitely not. Nah. These people be out here crying for their life. I never seen Drake cry for his life. but yeah. Fast shouts. Who else won? Abbott Elementary. They won. That show is pretty good.
Surprised.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watch it.
It's pretty funny. But what's funny to me is it's like filmed very similar to the way The Office was filmed. You know, where it's live, like the camera there type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think, is filmed like that. I never watched it.
No, Curb is not. Film like
oh, it's
that.
Not filmed like that. Oh,
no, like they don't like literally look in the camera.
You said they don't, or they do?
They don't.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No, it's like the camera's not there.
Okay, I never watched, but I've always seen just like little clips. It seemed like it's improv type of
It is, but they don't look into. It's not
they just
like
don't look into the
like
camera
like that.
Okay,
right.
High key, I like that. That whole, I guess they filming it like it's like a documentary, like real life.
Right, exactly.
But it's fire. It's fire to see that Quinta Brunson, who was the first person I feel to go viral on social media with that, he got money, a large.
Because I still say that.
Yeah.
What?
She was one of the originals.
Got money.
So it's dope to see her. You know, wrote this. It's her shit. Like, so it's fire to see. I actually met her. I'll tell you how after the show. I met her. Probably like.
Don't say on Tinder.
No. No. It wasn't on Tinder. It was probably right before the show got picked up, I want to say.
Okay.
And I met Quinta. I saw your boy there, Damson. Idris.
Oh, who cares?
Now who cares? You get over them quick.
You I get do.
Over them quick.
I do. I'm going to say, I do.
Your boy from P-Valley won. What's his name? The one who play Uncle Clifford. Yeah. It was a good night. Wakanda Forever won.
I still ain't watched that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know me. I take forever. I take forever.
D-Wade and Gabrielle Union got the President's Award. That's one of the special awards of the night. Serena Williams also got one of the special awards of the night. I forget what it's called. Don't shoot me. Like some. I ain't even going to try to remember. But she got one of the big awards of the night. Ben Crump, he electrified the auditorium with his speech after he won. Because you know he's the activist of all activists right now. If it's some injustice, Ben Crump is on the case. And he talked his talk. He talked his shit. He had the whole auditorium on their feet the whole time. It felt like I was at like a Martin Luther King rally or something. Like it was dope to see. Fast shouts to Ben Crump. I want to watch the show. I'm gonna pull it up on BET and check it out, see how it looked from the other side. But yeah, dope night. You see how people move around and stuff, and when they go to commercial break at these shows, people be up and going, moving around, hugging people, kissing babies, paparazzi everywhere, taking pictures. And then like 10 seconds before the show is set to come back, they rushing people to like clear the aisles, like Kiki Shepherd is coming out with the shuffling people off now. <Nah. laughs> But yeah, they got to clear the aisles, like 5, 4, 3, 2, like it's like a rush game, musical chairs. It feels like everybody rushing to get back to their seats. But yeah, it's cool. Queen Latifah hosted. It was a good night. Nice. Good night. Good night. But we're gonna move on. What else we talking about? What's hot in these blogs? Stephanie Mills versus the Beehive.
What happened?
Beehives is stinging. So Stephanie Mills, she did an interview where she was comparing Beyonce to Diana Ross. And basically, she was saying they can't be compared. She said Diana is class, B is hip-hop. Take with the information what you will. The Beehive wasn't feeling it.
So Beyonce don't have no class.
I mean, that's how the people was feeling about it. That's how it was coming off. Mm. It was coming off that way. So, Vlad TV, that's the interview she did. And they was talking about Beyonce being compared to Diana. No, they actually said they like it Diana to being Beyonce before Beyonce. Like, she was that girl that time, you know, that she was the mm-hmm. one of the one that, you know, like how people be with Beyonce right now. She's like the celebrity. Mm-hmm. Diana Ross, I guess they're saying she was the celebrity. People was like, mm-hmm. you know, just in awe of her.
Yeah.
So Stephanie said, I don't think you can compare Beyonce to Diana Ross. She said, I consider Beyonce to be hip hop. I consider Diana R&B and pop. I consider Diana royalty. She said, Diana is the epitome of beauty and class to me. She said, I see Beyonce more like hip hop than anything. I still think she's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It's just two different generations. It's totally different to me.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I just said, she's saying basically she ain't classy.
Mm-hmm.
The hell? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I get that. I get that too. And it probably, and I'm sure she ain't mean it that way, but it definitely came off that way, because they mm-hmm. both could be classy,
right?
So
she could have said, "I consider Beyonce of a different what would you say genre
era?"
Of music?
Oh yeah, genre
or
too.
Era, right? She didn't have to say class. I don't know. Maybe she was bugging at the moment.
Yeah.
Malfunctioned.
So you know the Hive was hiving, and someone said this. These are comments from the Beehive. Stephanie is bitter because MJ left her ass. MJ had a crush on Beyonce and loved light skin lady. What? Love light skin lady.
Who?
This is from
who's the, MJ?
Beehive. I guess you. Nah, I guess Michael Jackson. I'm guessing that's the only
what
MJ
the
I can think of.
Right. But left her for Beyonce. What? Is that what he said? Left her for
no,
Beyonce?
Had a crush on Beyonce. No, she said MJ left her ass. I don't know. Was Stephanie Mills and Michael Jackson a thing at the time or something?
That's what I'm saying. Like what? Maybe she meant Diana Ross. I don't know.
Ah. So Stephanie Mills says she dated Michael Jackson. And Michael apparently did like Beyonce. He did have a crush on her, apparently. I didn't know they dated.
What the hell?
Okay. All right.
Beyonce. How old was Beyonce at the time?
She was in her 20s. And he was probably in his 30s, maybe. 50s. Nah.
Michael Jackson?
He was not in his 50s yet. He was probably in his 40s.
Michael Jackson would have been in his 60s right now.
And Beyonce is 40 right now. That's about 20 years. Right? She 40?
Yeah, no business. Yeah, about 41, I think. 41.
Stacy trying to make me do math over here.
41. She's gonna be, if she's not 41, she's gonna be 41.
Beyonce's 41.
Right.
And so he was likely in his 40s, late 40s, and she was in her 20s. Yeah. Let me get back to these beehive attacking, swarming around Stephanie Mills. Someone said, if everyone would listen, she doesn't respect Beyonce as an R&B artist, hence the hip hop mention. That's why I believe she keeps saying there's no comparison. I like Stephanie though, but ain't nobody trying to be like Diana, she said. I was agreeing with the first part of the someone else from the Hive said, I love both of them, but they different. Both are worldwide stars, but Diana Ross is old school royalty and Beyonce is new school royalty. I like that. I'm sure Beyonce amassed a larger, more diverse following. Stephanie Mills is a member of the royal family, but she got to stop talking about Queen Bee. Oh, this person was real mad. They said, now that you vomited up all that, I still think she ain't shit. God. I still think she ain't shit. Name one Stephanie Mills hit song. Home is a song from a musical. It ain't hers. Have another go at it. This person is young. They gotta be young.
Damn.
They gotta be young.
Why so mad?
Right. They said, clearly you're constipated and need to get it out. All right, this is the last one I'm going to read from the Hive. Someone said, because Stephanie Mills reduced Beyonce to being ghetto while saying Diana Ross is the epitome of grace. Both are amazing. You're absolutely correct, but y'all only say that when Beyonce is being disrespected, like Beyonce ain't worked hard to be the echelon of the industry. That part. Yeah, man. What I said when I first seen this, I was just like, you know, it's going to happen. And I don't know what it is, but it's like people always comparing Beyonce to people.
To somebody.
I know it's right? Annoying for the people that she's being.
Man, woman, it don't even matter.
Yeah, child, dogs. I know it's annoying for the people who are being compared and for Beyonce too. It probably got to get annoying because like, why am I in this?
Right. Why am I in this? See now, why am I in this?
That part, like, I'm just over here minding my business. Like, why am I in this? But that's a test to who she is, I guess. But Stephanie actually doubled down on her comments. She was on, I think she did another interview. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. She doubled down. She said, I said it, and I'm not going to apologize. So she was on, she spoke with Charlamagne. She said, with this album and the last couple of years of Beyonce, I feel like she's been like a rapper, like hip hop. Diana Ross is glamorous. And first, let me preface this by saying, I'm a Diana Ross fan, have always wanted to be Diana. I would go to her shows when she played Caesar Palace. It was always wonderful and fabulous. So to me, you can't compare nobody to Diana, not Beyonce. I don't care if they don't like what I said. I'll say it again. I'm not going to apologize for it. She said, Diana is the epitome of glamour and grace. And I didn't say Beyonce wasn't. So y'all don't like it. I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing. She said, did I say hip hop was beneath? No, I did not. She said, go back and look at the interview. Pay attention to what I actually said and not what you want to think. I said, there's a difference. Okay.
Period.
Somebody said, ironically, Diana took Stephanie's role in The Wiz. Stephanie was in the Broadway version. Mm. Was going to be in the film, but Diana wanted the role.
And she probably bailed out because she knew. Mm. Like, all right, let her have that.
Based on what she said, it kind of reminded me of how, what's this guy's name when he was comparing the Super Bowl halftime shows and was about Beyonce, and he was basically saying Stephen A. Smith, and he's basically saying like nobody could compare to her. It's kind of giving me that vibes, like how she feel about Diana Ross. She feels nobody could compare to her, but it's the throwing the hip hop thing in there, and it kind of is. It is reducing Beyonce to be like less than, you know.
Mm-hmm. As hard as she done work too.
Right, right. Like, come on, she more than that. Yeah, she rapping on the last few albums on the song or two, but.
She wants to change. She wants to change her style of music. Like, what's wrong with that? It's not like she hasn't done it. Anything other than that before.
Yeah. And I guess when you see Diana, you do see this aura of like royalty, right? Like, it's the diamond earrings and the dresses and like that. That's what you see. Mm-hmm. It's like, That's just her. And it is very like classy when you see Diana Ross. But it's the way Stephanie phrased it that made it seem like Beyonce wasn't or was less than. So I think that's the real issue. Somebody said Diana opened doors for Beyonce. That's true. They are both great. Somebody said they are both great. Don't compare eras.
Right.
Somebody pointed out Beyonce studied Diana heavy for Dreamgirls. As she should have, yeah. Oh, man. Let's see what else we talking about. What's hot in these vlogs? Nipsey Hussle. His family got some justice. Some would say his killer was sentenced to 60 years to life in prison. What you think about this?
60 years. That's crazy. I think he got what he deserved. I mean,
definitely.
He got what was coming to him. Like, why would you do that to someone? Nobody there. I don't care what his issue was. Nobody deserves their life to be taken like that.
Right. It was given very much hater energy.
Hated it. And now you're locked up.
60 years. I don't know how old he is. He could be in his 20s. Could be in his 30s. He is. Yes. And 60 years to life basically mean after 60 years, he could be eligible for parole.
Mm.
But this is a life sentence, I think, because if he's 30 plus, that's putting him at 90 something. 80 something if he's in his 20s right now. Like, it's over. It's a wrap. But yeah. We'll see how his sentence goes. If Nipsey had any fans in there, he probably gonna have a hard time in that jump.
You think?
Yeah. But speaking of R. Kelly, he was sentenced in the Chicago case. Because you know he was facing charges in several cities. So the Chicago one, they sentenced him to 20 years. This is on top of the 30 years he already was sentenced in the New York case. But it's going to be served concurrently, which basically means at the same time. At the same damn time. So it's like, it don't even matter. They just did it for the books. To put it in the books of the Chicago thing. Cause
so he got 30 years.
Basically. I don't know if he's facing any other charges. I haven't been following this case. I don't know if he's facing charges in any other cities. But for the New York and Chicago, you could say 30 years. Concurrent.
Mm-mm-mm.
Some people feel that's a life sentence for him. Because R. Kelly is how old?
60-something.
He's in his 60s already?
Nah, he's not.
Let me do a quick Google search real quick. R. Kelly is 56 years 50. Old. 56.
Yeah, 60.
So that's putting 60. That's putting him at 80 something. Cause I'm sure he done served a good couple years already. So the 30-year mark will probably land him around 83, 84.
That's life,
He could still be living. You got some
84 and come out
years
and do what?
You got some 84 years olds out here still doing it. Never know.
I don't know about that one, kid.
What's crazy is R. Kelly, by the time he gets out of jail, we may not even be alive to see it, to hear the new damn album. I mean, I pray to be alive, but I'm just saying, like, that's how long he'll be in there. We'll be senior citizens.
Yeah.
Are they even technically a senior citizen? I'm already a senior citizen.
But, in other words, his fan base won't even probably, you know, have them be dead by the time he gets out.
His fan base for sure. His core, yeah.
Mm.
Shit, how the world is going right now, he could record an album in jail and release it from jail. I mean they got cell phones in there.
They got cell phones, they got tablets, so they could probably download some of that engineering equipment stuff they be having them. And you know, if they come up with a lot of creative ways to get what they want and use what they need, so I wouldn't be surprised if they came up with a way to record an album, send it to somebody real quick, and then they just fix it in the studio. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, Sean recorded a verse from jail over the phone.
And that
Anything's
was back in the day.
Possible.
And that was back in the day. So imagine what you could do now.
Yeah, man. It could happen. He could even do a show in there. They could live stream it on Instagram and perform on the chairs.
But ain't nobody gonna... I would think not support that.
No. I don't know. People still rocking with him. But yeah, let's move on. Last but not least, what's hot in these blogs? The Brat, something I personally never seen coming. She announced she's pregnant. You saw it.
I've seen it coming when they said she couldn't have it. When they were showing, because I never watched the show, but they were showing, like, you know, how they show the commercials real quick. I was like, oh, so she's going to be the one carrying the baby and she's going to be pregnant soon. That's it. This TV today is so predictable. Like, you already know what's going to happen. They always try to show the worst of things only to one day come out with the best of it. Like, come on. I already know.
See, I never seen any of it. I probably would have put two and two together too had I seen that, but yeah, I was not expecting this at all.
And I know Judy asked wasn't gonna carry no baby and mess up that snatch waist, so.
And Judy already has two or three kids of her own already.
Right.
She mentioned that wanted have another one.
No, would you do it? Would you no?
Yeah, probably not. And I don't know how old Judy is, but the Brat is 48.
Mm-hmm.
People act like your clock is ticking at 35. People out here crying because they ain't pregnant yet. And you got people that it's possible. Janet had hers at 50, right? Like, they claim it's high risk and all that. Like, yeah, I guess, but it's possible.
These are people with money. You keep naming people with money. The ones that's crying is the people without the money. Okay.
Oh man. But yeah.
But you were saying what you were saying about Judy. You were saying Judy.
Oh. No, I was saying I'm not sure how old Judy is, like if she's older or younger than the Brat, but the Brat is 48. So I was just pointing out that how people be feeling like you can't after a certain age no more, like it's more risky, you know.
And how many kids she got?
She got two or three of her own. And she expressed that she wanted the Brat to have that experience because she had her own already and pushed them out.
Right.
She wanted her to have that experience. So it's dope.
I wonder how it's going to go, like how it's going with them, because I knew, like, this is back in the days. The baby is probably a teenager by now. These two girls, I was working with one of them. Her girlfriend used to always come from her job over to our job, and that's how I knew both of them. They did in vitro. They actually financed in vitro, so they was making payments on their baby, which is weird as hell.
Wow.
Anyway, so they took.
That's a payment plan.
Yes, Klarna.
You payment plan, baby. Like test tube, baby.
Klarna, you Klarna ass, baby.
You a firm ass.
You a firm.
You PayPal paying forehead ass.
Shut up. Me now must pregnant knowing I got two more payments on Klarna. What the fuck you don't pay? Take the baby down.
Facts.
Come seize the baby. Like,
that
what?
Part. That part.
Okay, stop.
Put a boot on it.
Oh my God. Ankle monitor. Track nice. Your baby until you pay in full. Yeah.
You belong to PayPal.
Oh my God.
Until it's paid off.
Until you paid off, baby.
Yikes.
Send some of that titty milk. Anyway. Anyway, so how it went was, all right, so the one who wasn't carrying, it was her egg and the sperm donor's egg put together into the one that did carry.
Wow. So they all apart. To feel like they all apart.
Right. Okay. Right. But the thing is that's really still not your baby. You just carried it. It's not your baby.
Like a surrogate.
Right, because that's basically what she was. When you think about it.
I mean, as long as it's her partner's egg, then you know it's right. Still theirs, but you know.
But what do you do if, all right, so now we break up. Who getting the baby? Your Honor, I carry the baby. But bitch, yeah, but look at my that egg. Baby. Baby look like me. That's my egg. So thanks for baking. Now it's time for this customer to go. Like, well, if they, come on.
Hopefully they were married, because then
they're
that'll
not
help.
Married. They were not Damn. Married because they couldn't get married at that time, around that time. It wasn't legal yet, but.
Things become a little more complicated at that point.
They could be married now, but it was just like, what?
Yikes.
So that's really not your baby. So I wonder how their arrangement was. Or if technology has gotten better to where they could just like split two eggs. I don't know.
Nah,
who knows?
That would
what?
Be.
I don't know.
Me come out looking like I don't know what. I wouldn't mess with that part.
I don't know, but
take
yeah,
a little a pinch of you and a sprinkle of you.
What if you take the wrong pinch or something? You take a pinch of my wrong, like my full, like take a pinch of my big forehead. Come on, like that. We said the nose and you gave us forehead.
Right, right. That's not what we asked for.
Science.
Someone
people.
Said, congratulations, who's the daddy?
No, yikes. They don't even know.
Right.
They probably just know, don't.
You just read the anonymous. Specs, college educated. Cause that seemed like I think you gotta be all these things before you could even donate sperm. I think you gotta be college graduated.
Yeah. And eggs.
Background check. Yeah. You can't be a psycho. Your family history. You gotta be like damn near perfect to donate sperm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much it costs. How much they paying?
But why? If you all these things, why do you need to donate? Like.
For money.
You don't. Yeah, but you always
what
think,
else?
So should you already be successful?
No, not necessarily.
Nah, something ain't right. That's suspicious.
That's suspicious.
That's suspicious.
But yeah, fast shouts to them. Someone said science is changing for women in vitro. Tamron Hall had her child at 48. Yeah, there's a lot of people that's doing the thing up there in the H. Someone said their friend had an agreement with their sperm donor to meet their daughter at 18. Wow.
I'm good.
Right.
Don't come around. Don't come around no more. Thanks. Don't come around here no more.
Would you do that?
What?
Would you would you just get a random donor? Like no. From a clinic?
No.
I feel like I would want to know the person. Like I would choose like a friend. If I was a woman and needing to get a thing, I feel like, but then I don't know, because your friend could be a little crazy.
Random person, and you don't know, right? But a random person too, like they show all the good qualities when they need something, but as soon as they don't need that certain, as soon as they get upset, they might show some type of difficult behaviors, or they might have some type of behaviors that they don't know that be happening while they be sleeping. You never know.
Yeah,
people don't even know themselves, so no, I wouldn't do a random person.
What do you think about the idea of, you know how you got friends, right? And they like, mm-hmm. we're both single, we want kids. If we don't have any kids by X age, we'll have one together.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that? How do you feel about those type of situations?
Yeah, I would do that only because I know this person agreed to it, and if we're friends. We're making that agreement, but right. that gotta be the last, like the last option. Like niggas is getting crunchy. Like
them eggs about so, you know, to.
I think that's fair. Everybody's happy. You know, this person is agreeing to it, so they're gonna be there for you. They're gonna be that mother or father. They're gonna be there. So yeah. I think that's a good. A good agreement. That's better than just going to a donor that you don't know. I'd rather do it like that, if anything. But if we don't have to necessarily have sex with each other, right?
Right.
We
could right. do it the same, in vitro.
So, right. So, yeah, I think that's very fair.
Yeah. Okay.
What you think? Would you do that?
I would do that. Shit, I already was propositioned.
Oh, Lord. They don't know your family. Do they know your family? Do this person know your family? But let's just be clear. Know what the background is like, please, people. Let's be clear. Know what the background is like.
You don't know what you're about to get.
Right. No, with the back. Nah, just jokes for him. But you know, if I tell you his last name, he's gonna be like, "Oh, okay." Cause they all crazy.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I ain't never met one sane one yet. Yet. Okay.
That's hilarious. All right, let's get ready to No, that's it for what's hot in these blogs. We're going to get into what blows mind. It's the part of the show where we say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh, really? I got something today, but do you have something?
Nah, go ahead. You go first.
All right, so mine stems from the NAACP awards that I attended, and what my thing, what blows mine, is the fact that more people don't show up to these events, more of our people. Like, you know, we get mad when we're not like represented, invited. Or like invited or rewarded at the other mainstream, let's just call it what it is, the other predominantly white shows.
Mm-hmm.
But when our own people are like shining a light on us, we don't show up. Like,
or inviting.
I didn't see no music artists at the NAACP awards. None. Method Man, but he's there for acting. But no, like, where I want to see the Drakes, the Rick Ross, the Future, the even the Beyonce, the Jay-Z. Like, I want to see the big names pop up.
I mean,
pull up, Rihanna.
Were you mad because you was there and they wasn't there and you wanted to see them?
Possibly.
Or were you mad because they ain't show, period? Like, which one?
It's definitely because they didn't show, period. Because I felt this way all for years now, even with the Soul Train Awards, like,
okay,
all the like the, I don't want to say like B list or C list, but it'd be like those type artists that be at the award shows, at the Soul Train Awards.
They just be happy to be there. Like, I'm just happy to get that in the mail. I'm happy that they know where I live. You know?
Yeah.
They just happy to be here. Oh, we got invited to the Soul Train Awards.
I feel like these awards could be the big deals. Like, everybody look to the Grammys like, oh, music's biggest night. We could make the NAACP Awards music's biggest night. We could do that.
Right.
And have everybody wanting to tune in, wanting to watch, wanting to be there. We just got to show up. Like, why don't we? That's my issue. That blows my mind. The Soul Train Awards particularly and the NAACP Image Awards. Somebody pointed out the Soul Train Awards used to be lit, and that is true. They used to be lit, but I guess they feel it's not relevant no more, but we could make it relevant again. We got the juice. We hold the power. All we got to do is show up as a people. Like, show up. Once Jay-Z show up, it's making a statement. This is it. This is where it's at. And then other people will probably come through and, like, you know, we could build it back up.
I don't know about all of that.
Because
if he wanted to be there, he would have been there. He would have been
there. No, of course. I'm just saying that. Instead of looking to, like, the Grammys and shit, like the Oscars,
to validate,
make you feel, you know, we could do it here. Like, make the Image Award be that trophy that I want to get. Yo, I need one of those, you know, because the Grammys clearly don't give a fuck. Like, clearly
they don't. No, they really don't.
Right. But yeah, that blows my mind. But you got anything?
No. It blows my mind. What blows mine is people be trying to act like they forgot to mention shit. Like, oh yeah, I forgot.
Damn.
I meant to tell you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What blows my mind is when people be trying to Eddie Kane.
Not Eddie Kane. Intervention.
Eddie Kane. Like, what is you talking about? Nah, not really right now. No. You know what blows mine? No, I got something.
We got 2 minutes.
What blows my is people's grandma.
Oh, so I thought you said grandma. I'm about to say, what did the old lady do?
My sister texted me and said, good morning. Would you like to bring your niece home? Would I like? No, motherfucker, I would not like. The hell are you talking about? Would you like? No, I would not like. No, I would not like. People say, can you, not would you like, right? Am I wrong? Can you bring your niece
home?
Can
you, yeah.
Not would you like to bring her home? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, please, people. Grandma is very important because things could get misread.
Yo, that reminds me too. I probably can't pull it up in the time allotted, but there was this post somebody wrote, and it just shows punctuation, like grammar and punctuation is
out the window.
Like, it makes all the difference. That little comma would have made me been able to read this much more easier than trying to like decipher it. Like, I can't find the post because we're trying to get out of here. But it's something that I seen on one of these blogs the other day, and I was trying to read that shit, and I'm like, damn.
Would you like?
All we needed was a comma here, a period here. It would have made things much easier.
You just said, my brain hurts.
Yeah.
I cannot read this. My brain hurts.
Anyway, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. In the meantime, in between time, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio, and Instagram @Hollywood and Friends. Judy Blue, where they can find you?
Here every Sunday at the same time on YouTube. You can watch our videos, our challenges, well, Hollywood videos, our challenges, interviews. Stacey's up there. Facebook at Judy Blue on Facebook. Did I say Judy.blue on Instagram?
You didn't.
I'm not sure, but now, well, I said it now.
you could definitely join the line, wait in line to get accepted to Judy. Yeah. Blue. Just jump on the back of the line.
Every now and then I go.
You might be there for a while.
Every now and then I go and look and let me see if I know anybody here.
Let in like five at a time because you at capacity.
Eight at a time. Or if I see people start like erasing me because I ain't posting nothing, I'm going, I let room. Somebody in.
Let somebody else
in. You made some room for somebody else. Thank you. Like people don't understand that. Okay, you're going to unfollow me, but you're just making room for somebody to finally get in. I got it.
Yo, real quick sidebar before we continue. I'm so petty. At one point, I downloaded an app that would tell me who unfollowed me. Only because
everybody used to I wanted
to return the favor. Like, I'm not about to follow you and you not following me. I'm not a fan. Like, particularly if I know you. Like, if I know you,
right,
and you unfollow me, I want to know because I want to unfollow you too. But right. Then I stopped caring. I deleted the app. But yeah.
I think we all did that. There ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
Yo, another thing I do.
We all had that app.
Sidebar, another thing I do. Before this is probably going to sound crazy, but petty, how petty I am. If I see somebody post pop up on my thing, I might like it. But before I comment, I check to see if they follow me.
Oh, shit.
Before I like and comment on a post, if it's somebody that I don't
but how you know if they following you or not?
I check their followers.
Oh, that's true.
If it's somebody not like you or like, you know, but somebody who like I don't see all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they pop up and it's like, oh, let me see if they still following me before I engage. Before I give you this engagement, let me see if you still following me. And sometimes they're not, and then I just unfollow them right there on the spot. And then if I see that they are following me still, then I engage. I like they post and I comment. That's petty.
Petty as fuck. No, because I would do the same thing.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna unfollow me on the low. It's a reason I ain't seen you in a while.
Listen, I've been doing involuntary unfollow for years. Like, oh, you getting on my nerves? Block and unblock. Now you ain't following me, I ain't following you.
Wow. That's a trick.
Involuntary.
Take notes.
Involuntary
follow. Block and then unblock.
Mm-hmm. Now we ain't following each other. I've been doing that for years. People be like, why you ain't following me? I don't know.
You ain't following me either. I was following.
What happened? I don't know what happened. Simple.
We digress. We continuing to wrap this thing on up. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @IAmHollywood. And follow our producer, Stacey, @HamptonBlueNetwork on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. And YouTube.com/HamptonBlue.
Peace.
Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening.
And that's it, right?
We out.
We out. Ghost.
Shorty wanna move from the fakers. Shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers. Said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers. Said you with the team like the Lakers.
Feeling like they turned that heat on. Running is no cleat on. About to put my street on. Ghost putting that beat on. It's turn up season. They ain't no compete on. No. You just ain't me, huh? No. You just ain't me, huh?
Just touched down from a flight, I hit up ATL. Stay up in that PL, must they know me well. Haters only looking just to see me fail. But that is not an option, nigga, can't you tell? Huh? Pulling up two-seater, shorty wanna follow the leader. Killing shit, Grim Reaper, you niggas might need you a preacher. Nah, shorty ass on breeder, shaking it like it's on seizure. Yeah, this shit so fever, bout to put a hole in the speaker.
Shorty wanna move with the shakers, shorty wanna be with the breakers. Shorty wanna move from the fakers, shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers, said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers, said you with the team like the Lakers.
Stuntin' head to toe, oh yeah, you know what's up.
No.
Bottle to the head, oh, you don't need no cup.
Need it now.
2020 vision, that's the level up.
Yeah.
See me in my zone, so yeah, don't interrupt.
Do.
Feeling like they turned that heat on.
Hey.
Running this no cleat on.
Yeah.
About to put my street on.
Hey.
Ghost putting that beat on.
Yeah.
It's turn up season.
Huh.
They ain't no compete on.
No.
You just ain't me, huh?
No.
You just ain't me, huh?
Got the section lit, it look like what the fuck.
What the fuck?
And we all getting money, call that Scrooge McDuck.
Screw.
But this ain't no casino, so don't try your luck.
Yeah.
Cause it won't be a DM if we hit you up.
Shorty wanna move with the shakers.
Yeah.
Shorty wanna be with the breakers.
Yeah.
Shorty wanna move from the fakers.
Yeah.
Shorty with the team like the Lakers.
Hey,
move with the shakers.
Yeah.
Said you wanna be with the breakers.
Yeah.
Said you wanna move from the fakers.
Yeah.
Said you with the team like the Lakers.